As was normal for a Saturday morning, I got to work at Cambridge University's Cavendish Laboratory earlier than Francis Crick, on February 28, 1953. I had good reason for being up early. I knew that we were close, though I had no idea just how close, to figuring out the structure of a then little-known molecule called deoxyribonucleic acid, DNA. This was not any old molecule. DNA, as Crick and I appreciated, holds the very key to the nature of living things. It stores the hereditary information that is passed on from one generation to the next, and it orchestrates the incredibly complex world of the cell. Figuring out its 3D structure, the molecule's architecture, would, we hoped, provide a glimpse of what Crick referred to only half-jokingly as the secret of life. We already knew that DNA molecules consist of multiple copies of a single basic unit, the nucleotide, which comes in four forms: adenine, A, thymine, T, guanine, G, and cytosine, C. I had spent the previous afternoon making cardboard cutouts of these various components, and now, undisturbed, on a quiet Saturday morning, I could shuffle around the pieces of the 3D jigsaw puzzle. How did they all fit together? Soon, I realized that a simple pairing scheme worked exquisitely well. A fitted neatly with T, and G with C. Was this it? Did the molecule consist of two chains linked together by AT and GC pairs? It was so simple, so elegant, that it almost had to be right. But I had made mistakes in the past, and before I could get too excited, my pairing scheme would have to survive the scrutiny of Crick's critical eye. It was an anxious wait. But I need not have worried. Crick realized straight away that my pairing idea implied a double helix structure, with the two molecular chains running in opposite directions. Everything known about DNA and its properties, the facts we have been wrestling with as we tried to solve the problem, made sense in light of those gentle complementary twists. Most important, the way the molecule was organized immediately suggested solutions to two of biology's oldest mysteries: how hereditary information is stored, and how it is replicated.